Shalom to all. Today we're on Maseches Yedioth, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi b'zecher Efrayim Yerziv Hagon, Bikarav Mamesh. Now the first discussion over here centers around a karbon that before it's brought on the Mizbeach has an animal. Let's say a guy designated a cow as a karbon, and before he was able to bring it to the base of Mikdash, Mazel Tov, it had a little baby. What do we do with that baby? We're not able to enjoy it. We can't just shecht it and cook some meat up for Shabbos or Yontif, because since it came from a karbon, it has a certain kedusha. The question is, what do we do with it? So Hey Rav Shuva Rapapias, Rav Shuva and Rapapias give Eidos, Avlanchel Shlomim, Sheker of Shlomim, with a child of a Shlomim, that it's brought as a karbon Shlomim. It's just like its mother, and the mother was brought as a Shlomim, so it's brought as a Shlomim. Now, why is this a Chiddush? Rav Lezer says, Shavlad Shlomim, Loiker of Shlomim, that the child of Shlomim is not who brought as a Shlomim. Chomerim and Yikra, the Chom say it could be brought. Now, why do Rav Lezer say it's not allowed to be done? Well, that's because we're afraid that if a person knows that his cow is pregnant, he's going to delay bringing it as a karbon, wait till it has the baby, and now he basically gets two for the price of one. And the problem with that is that people might end up doing this as a normal practice and raising flocks of animals that are children of karbonos, and then the fear is that he might end up working with them or shearing their wool, and that's completely usher to do with something that's designated as a karbon. So Rabbi Lezer says that even when it wasn't planned and the animal just had a baby, you weren't expecting it, you're not allowed to shecht it as a karbon, you have to let it die. Whereas Chacham say we're not afraid for that. And our Rabbi says, Ani meyid, I give eidos, shahaisolonu parzich shlamim, that we had a cow which was designated as a shlamim, vachalnu bepesach, we ate it on Pesach, vachalnu vlada shlamim bechag, and we ate its child, which was born obviously before Pesach, as a shlamim on Chag, which over here is referring to Shavuos, meaning we waited all the way till Shavuos to bring its child as a karbon. So you can say this is totally fine. Moving on to another din, this has to do with kelim. We know that pshute kli eitz, a wooden utensil that's completely flat and it doesn't have a base kibul. It doesn't have like a receptacle such as a spoon or something like that. It's actually not tamei. So let's say you have a flat block of wood that you use as a cutting board. Since it doesn't have a base kibul, it's actually not going to be kabel toma. As the Mishnah says, heimihidu, they also give eidos. This is referring to Rav Shimon and Rav Papias al aruchas shel nachtoimim regarding these long boards of bakers, shehim tmeis, that they could be makabel toma, and the chiddush over here is Rabbi Elazar Matar. Rabbi Elazar says they're tahar. Rabbi Elazar's Matar, like what we just said, because just a big long board that they would arrange and set up their challahs and their breads on, the reason why they could be makabel toma is because they're very similar to utensils and they're kind of used as utensils, and therefore they would be makabel toma over here. And here's another thing they give eidos on. This has to do with toma tara. We know that if a kli is tame and then it's broken, so it loses its status of toma, becomes tahar because it's not a kli anymore. Now this din specifically is about their ovens. Basically, it was an earthenware oven connected to the ground, and then you smear some sort of tit, like cement or clay, on the outside of it in order to help keep the heat in. As was the discussion, Hemeidu, they give Eidos, al tanur shechatachar chulios, regarding an oven that was sliced into pieces. They basically cut it widthwise, so now it's not able to be makabel toma because it's not really a kli. And then, how did they connect those pieces? V'nasan chol bein chulio l'chulio. They didn't glue the pieces together. They just put sand in between all the pieces, and that helped it stay, but it's not really connected. And then they put this tit, this clay, or the cement on the outside to help insulate it. So their Eidos was shutame, that this could be makabel toma because it's considered like a regular kli now. And the chiddush over here is Rabbi Elazar Matar. Rabbi Elazar says it's tar, it can't be makabel toma because what's in between the cracks, not glue, not cement, but sand. So it's still halachically considered broken, and therefore it can't be makabel toma. Another din, and this has to do with extending the year, making an Iber Yar, adding a second Adar. Hey Me'i, do they give Eidos, Shema Abmas Hashanah B'chol Adar, that throughout the entirety of Adar, we can extend the year, even on the last day of Adar, right before Nisan, Bezin can convene and say, hey guys, big surprise, we're actually adding another Adar. And the chiddush over here is Shayuayim, they used to say on a Purim that they're only allowed to extend the year up until Purim. And this is because we know that 30 days before Yontif, specifically Pesach, we start darshaning in the halachas of the Chag. We start talking about the halachas, learning the halachas, which means that on Purim, we're going to start talking about Pesach. And so ready from Purim, people are getting ready for Pesach. And if we're going to extend the year after Purim, people might not realize, might make a mistake, and they might end up keeping Pesach the wrong day because they already have in their calendars Pesach's in a month from now, and they're not really attentive to the fact that we extended the year. And therefore, they used to say no extending it past Purim. However, their edus was that we are allowed to do so. Another din, also about extending the year, we know that it has to be done with the Av Beis Din. He's the one that has to officially give a stamp of approval. Yes, we're extending the year. However, Hemeidu, they give Eidos, Shema Am HaShon Al Tanai, that they could extend the year Al Tanai with a stipulation, meaning they could extend it without the Nasi, even if he's not there, but it's only going to be Al Tanai that he agrees. And Umayis, Rav Gamliel, is actually a story of Rav Gamliel, Shahachlito Roshos Mehegun B'Surya, that he went to the ruler in Surya to go ask him for permission for something for the Yidin, Vishal Lavai, it took him a while to get back, and he's the Nasi, so they had to wait for him. But what they do with Eberus Hashan Al Tanai, they extended the year just with the Tanai with the stipulation that he would agree. Lechshir Sam Gamliel, that if he's okay with it, then it would kick in. And Uchshaba, when he came back, Amar, he said, right, Sani, I want it. Vinim Sashan Uberes. It turned out that the year was extended. And so here we see that you could do it Al Tanai. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Chas and Tess. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.